Meishit gimel. Al kol peiros eshorit vam chutz mipas v'yayin em hoyu oich dim shnayim ha yoyse echad poitas chavir apil v'lo yasek mil yeshiva mir boy. Mechava paskins that you want to be moitzi for somebody else with a birch and then him, which means you're going to eat it and he's going to make the bracha with the two of you. So if you're eating bread or drinking wine together and you have to curvey yourselves, haseivu, that means reclining. For other things, you don't have to have a seivu, it's enough to sit down together. Nowadays, we don't have this haseivu anymore, and therefore today, the yeshiva can always say they do. It's enough to sit down even for bread and wine. So, based on this, comes out that the visa, that he done the less learned haseivu, in chiluf and pass the yayin shazvon, the yeshiva, the pass the yayin echel of the kulam. Now there's no difference between any type of food. Because the bread and wine, anyway, you have to sit down, and it's enough to sit down. And anything else, and eating an apple together, you also have to sit down in order to make a bracha for one another. So basically, everything, in order, if you want to make somebody else, you're supposed to sit down together and make the bracha for the other one. Now another finish. That if the bracha achreina is not built a mazon, then each one should make it independently. So bracha rishayina, yishbru hal zim lachatchila, one should be made to the other ones. But even as there's melech, he has to sit down. So he might be made to the other one, at least lachatchila. But bracha achreina, tzirich lachala kolechem bracha leyatu zim zim lachatchila. Since there's no concept of zim for anything other than bread. Therefore, even if they ate together, each one should make the bracha independently. So Bruce says, "V'diyazed, if they were mechaven, that he should be made to him, and that he should be yotze, then one can't be made to the other one with any bracha for him." Yeah. Bruce says, "If one does not know how to make the bracha himself, then the chachila should be yotze with somebody else's bracha for him, but the chachila should sit down." So because the bracha for him, if I can focus on the micha, the chachila one should make their own bracha. If one does not know how to make a bracha, and he can't say it together with the other one, no, it's repeat after every word the other one says, then you can't be yotze him, but you should sit down. Yeah. Taz says, and nowadays that people are very lax in bracha chayim, that kiddush people eat, and then suddenly they have to do it. They get to make a bracha chayim. So the chachil, you should have one person make a bracha out of lamb, to make the other ones, so this way it's easy to make sure that they yotze in some version. Some way of the bracha chayim because he gets in the yotze when they hear from him. The fact that I am a micha, then many people don't know it themselves. The meister, let's say, now I'm talking something about everybody who was a micha or a nefashis. One who is more educated should say the words together with him and not rely on the fact that he's been late. But like we said, it's going to the task. It's a commendable practice to invite everybody else so that at least many of those who would not say it at all. Don't know the bracha themselves will be yotzei. With the effort, if one is mitzvah somebody else and with food when they're both standing up, also works. And chachilah should sit down. Ramos says, Yishayimim, chol advarim, chutz mipas v'yayin, lo yimahani ha-sefer, bo yodim yishiv le-dizan, chino yashav v'peirish, chol atam v'ach l'atam. And if Ashkenaz is chachilah, by things other than bread and wine, they would make their own bracha because their opinions are safe, that Lachatchila cannot be mitzi somebody else with these brachas since they don't have a kfiyus. B'di'evet, if one was mitzi the other person in these things, the bracha does help. As far as wine is concerned now, there's a discussion also, because Lachatchila one person be mitzi somebody else with wine. That's the way it was in the day of the Chazal. So nowadays people generally do not sit down because they themselves to drink wine. But there's a discussion, somebody can mitzi the other person. So if there's a place that they do have these kiddush things that they're always getting together, drinking wine together, then one can be mitzi his friends with the bracha by pirabracha. The Kabbalah says in his time, at least the minhag was that we're not mitzi one another with any type of food. And he says that lachatchila, if you do it properly, you should be mitzi somebody else at least with bread. And so maybe the minhag stems from the fact that people don't have proper kavanah to be mitzi and to be mitzi. The halach has a big arichas. What we learned now, what about the bracha of Bayim is Samim by Abdullah? Is it preferable to sit down? Because we said, Chavir sit down, and to be Kavir. Do we say that since it's part of the Abdullah, the son of the day, they prepare themselves for, they could even be waiting one each other standing up. And it says that Boimari Aish is not merely Birch and Nenin, it's part of the Abdullah, that's for sure. It says standing up, because it's part of the Abdullah. Yes, I wish you do come to the Zmitic, some people, because they still have a minute to say Abdullah sitting down, but they're able to take it for either minute.